We're out at Mystery Creek. I popped into the Environmental Protection Authority's stand. It's the first time it's been at the field days, and there were a few people making appointments to come back later.
Hi Carol, my name is Paula Knapp. I'm the General Manager Engagement with the EPA. And look, the big thing that we're wanting to achieve here is just to connect with farmers. There's such a great opportunity at Field Days where we have so many people coming through. It's for us to actually listen and to hear and understand the things that are important to farmers, both the opportunities and the challenges. And we want to take that back inside our organisation so we can use that thinking in terms of the way that we can provide services or interact with people moving forward.
What's the role of the Environmental Protection Authority?
So the EPA is New Zealand's primary environmental regulator. So in terms of the work we touch that relates to farmers, the hazardous substances and new organism space is a key one, and we also administer the emissions trading scheme.
Tell me, who have you got over here?
So over here we have Jason Muir, and he runs a business called Political Cuts. Now, for our purposes, we've called it Cuts and Kōrero. And the purpose of this is to invite farmers and the farming community into a space where they can have a conversation with us about the things that are important to them in an environment that's safe and is relaxed, but where they can talk about the things that really matter.
And get their hair cut at the same time.
It's a win-win.
Have you been privy to some of those conversations today?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people who are talking about their connection to water, their connection to land. There's people who are talking about things like regenerative farming options. And there's a lot of people who are talking about the way that they work with others in their community, and they think about the different plantings that they place on their land, for example. Carol, let me introduce you to Jason Muir.
The man wielding the scissors.
That's a great way to...
It's the only power I've really got, that I've got a pair of scissors in my hand.
So, it's your job to have conversations...
Correct.
..with your clients. People have come in for a free haircut. What sort of things are you talking about?
Well, the first one, of course, is always, how do you want your haircut? And then I am conducting an official national survey here of what is everybody's favoured Sunday roast. So is it lamb, hogget or mutton? You can see lamb's going ahead. We've had a few off the side. We've had a bit of chicken, wallaby, which I wasn't expecting, and wild game. So you can see lamb's clearly out in front. So those are the two most important things that we start with.
And then?
That's right. And then it's on to the environment. So we're asking people really, what does environmental protection mean to them? What do the words environment and protection mean, singly? Then, you know, really guided, I guess, by the conversations that come forth, and they are very varied because everybody's coming from such different backgrounds here. You know, kind of getting into things like, what do you want the long-term future? What would you imagine the long-term future is going to look like? I guess like anybody like yourself would, or anybody that's asking questions, what are the problems getting there?
If there's a theme coming through, what are people telling you?
Oh, I think that the theme coming through is that people want their environment to be in a better space than when they started necessarily.
Are they wary or concerned about some of the regulations?
Oh, look, there's certainly a little bit of, like, not hesitation towards it, but just, I guess, a want for people to be a little bit patient, that it takes time for changes to happen and that it costs money as well. But by and large, people are very positive. I don't think it's opposition to the regulations and everything. It's just a little bit of patience and understanding. Yeah. And actually, the other thing that's come through is that people love that someone from the government's here actually listening to people on the ground. That's the other one. Yeah.
Now, you're getting your hair cut.
Yep.
How's he doing?
He's doing a good job so far. I don't have a lot of hair. I guess it makes it easier for him.
And have you guys been having a bit of a conversation about the environment?
No, not quite. We've just been talking quite. About what I do for a job and what kind of haircut I want.
And have you put your preference up for a roast?
Yes, lamb. 100% lamb.